Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Johto Quorum. It's the podcast of the year, it's the podcast of the century, where me, Alan, and my stalwart co-host,
Hi,
Six,
it's me, Peter Molyneux.
Check out my balls.
I've designed a new Pokemon game. In this one, the Pokemon cries, and you can grow a tree.
Anything else you want to tell me about your awesome game, Mr. Molyneux?
It'll be the best game ever.
Oh, thank... Wow. I mean, considering we're talking about Gen 5, I guess
that.
You're right.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's a little... It's pretty important, actually.
Yeah, we are talking about Gen 5 now, aren't we?
We did it. It's the fifth generation of Pokemon. Black and White released as a pair. Were followed up after... Well, so Black and White were released September 2010 in Japan, March 2011 in America. And then they followed up, instead of a third version or instead of a weird other version, they did a new thing, which is that they did a full-on sequel, two sequels, Black 2 and White 2, in 2013.
The weirdest main series Pokemon games.
Easily. Easily. What's your history with Gen 5?
I got Pokemon White at launch because I was like, wait, Black has a city and White has a forest with
forest.
More Pokemon in it. I wonder which one I'll get. So I went with White because I wanted more Pokemon. And I played it. And then I got Black 2 because I was like, well, I got White last time. I should get Black this time, which is turns out they were thinking you'd do the opposite. They were thinking you'd stick with your choice.
Stick with your version.
And then I was like, this game feels really weird and unfriendly. I'm going to stop playing it.
Really? So what felt unfriendly about it?
That's about 2, by the way.
Oh, certainly. 2 is, yeah. I mean, yeah. Black and White 2 are Black 2 currently is like my favorite, but it's entirely designed for you to either transfer your friends over or grind early.
Mm-hmm.
It's not traditional. It's the first game, Black 2, White 2 are the ones that start with your character in a city. They have never done that before in a main series Pokemon game since then, which I always thought that was really cool. But we're talking... Mainline Black and White added 156 new Pokemon, so we're now up to 649. No new like relatives, no evolutionary relatives, and controversially, in Black and White, until you beat the Elite Four, you did not see a single Pokemon outside of the Black and White Pokedex.
Which was a fantastic choice. It didn't necessarily work out in some ways.
Right.
But I love that idea.
Yeah, this is why when people talk about, like, Gen 8 doesn't have, old Pokemon in it, or it's not going to at launch, I'm like, it's fine. Like, or not that it's not going to, it is going to have old ones, but it's not going to have everyone transferable. It's fine. Like, a smaller dex is intentional. It means that, like, all of them are going to matter in some way. Gen 5 added a lot of other weird features, triple and rotation battles, depending on if you were playing Black or White. Rotation battles being that every turn, you or the opponent could switch out to another Pokemon being the target, and triple battles being like double battles, but with a third person.
Mm-hmm.
Rotation battles are really interesting and change the strategy in a cool way. Triple battles are not. There's like dark grass where you can fight double battles against wild Pokemon. There's like different phenomena. They had seasons. And we have a whole new world in a whole new place we live in called the Unova region, which is somewhat based on the greater New York.
Area.
New York City.
Hey, let's go to shit. Hang on.
Yeah?
I gotta make a joke.
Okay.
Fuck. Let's go to a Liberty show. I was really trying to, like, what's a location in Unova that I can compare to Broadway?
And Castelia
took me,
City?
10 minutes.
We could have just been here. That could have been a 15-minute edit, and nobody would have known.
Yeah, if you think I'm editing that down, I'm not. That's going to be... every second of that awkwardness is going to stay in.
Right. One of the other weird things I always thought about Gen 5 was that the Pokemon animate constantly now. Which makes it look really weird because this is like, they're not 3D yet. We're still in 2D. We're still in pixel art, but we're in constantly like moving pixel art, which looks kind of janky sometimes.
I think the art style Black and White is what Diamond and Pearl should have been.
Totally. They nailed it. Like Diamond and Pearl looks pretty boring.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds great as we discussed last episode, but it like just looks like a cleaned up, like slightly three-dimensional version of the previous games, whereas Gen 5 like has an art style. Also, yeah, it's the one with the different music. You could talk to people that would change the music. You would talk to a guitar player and he'd be like, I'll play guitar, and he'd make new music happen.
So actually, since you mentioned the music, am I remembering right, is this the generation where the battle music is like panic inducing?
Yes. And this is the one that introduces my favorite battle music, which is like the low HP music, where instead of just a constant beeping, they turned the beeping into a song and made and like sync the beat up to the beep. It's fantastic.
That was good. I remember that now.
Yeah, it's a very silly. This is a very ambitious generation that not a lot of my friends played. I think a lot of my friends were kind of out of Pokemon at this point. But then just a lot of quality of life stuff too. Like Pokemon Centers and Pokemarts are now the same building, because why would you ever go to a Pokemart? With tons of new Pokemon, some of which are good and some of which are bad. So let's just get right into it, right? Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Our first friend in the Gen 5 Pokedex is number 494, Victini, which is the same in Japanese, the victory Pokemon. Six, you like this Pokemon a lot.
This is one of the two best legendaries in the entire Pokedex.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And Mewtwo, obviously?
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, this might be better than Mewtwo. I'm impossible of making that call, but like, as far as like objective truths, that might be the case.
It's doing more interesting things, for sure. It's Psychic and Fire type, which is an awesome typing.
It's sick.
I didn't even know that until literally looking at this wiki right this second, that it's Psychic and Fire.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of ties into its whole situation, that it's very energetic, and that it brings success and victory to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
According to the White Pokedex, it creates an unlimited supply of energy inside of its body, which it shares with those who touch it. Same.
Yeah,
not same. I lied. I wish. It's the willpower Pokemon. You get it from the Liberty Pass.
So there's a lot. There's a lot cool here. I mean, first of all, just the design. I think that's like a cute, straightforward design. It's got double fangy.
I didn't even notice that until recently. Double fangy's great.
It has a lot of V going on, because you know, V is like in Japanese, you know, it's V for victory, but like they really lean into that. You know, you throw up with the peace sign over there is the V sign for victory. Sometimes when you pull off a clutch win, you might just say V, indicating mm-hmm. victory. So Victini has the V-shaped crest on the head, has the fingers holding up the V for victory, has a V crest on its stomach, leaning very hard into this design, and it looks like kind of like a sort of a weird like psychic fox cat thing.
Right.
So visually very good there. Pokedex, like it's this beacon of like unlimited energy, and it is the victory Pokemon. It is, you know, it says that people who have Victini will always win, because that's just sort of the story around them, the mythos of this Pokemon. And this is a Pokemon you get at, I don't remember, it might be level 5, it might be level 10, but you get it early on in the game. It's extremely weak. It's the only legendary in the game that is designed for you to grow with you, to be part of your team. And so, like, because legendaries are supposed to be this, like, end of game, go, like, collect these fucking statues to shove in a computer, which is fucked up. That's not Victini. Victini is the legendary that's got your back. Victini is your victory card. Victini is your trump card. It's your ace in the hole. You've got Victini in your back pocket if shit goes south.
Pokemon are all about the Vs and the VVVs. Pokemon who's the ace in the hole. Is this the sixth Detmar Pokemon?
I fucking love Victini so much.
It's so good. I love them.
And
genderless
also, yeah, genderless and Victini. So obviously Victini's pronouns would be Viv or Viz.
Yes.
It's the only logical result here. Yeah, I think everything about the way Victini is used in Black and White makes it the best implementation of a legendary ever. It's so, so good.
Yeah, they never let you level a legendary. Or at least, like, if you do, it's like you've already finished the game and you're getting legendaries, mm-hmm. you know?
Legendaries are like trophy Pokemon, and I don't know. I want legendaries that are here with me. I want to go on adventures with legendaries.
Exactly. And this is a Pokemon that you're designed to go on an adventure with, and You can't even go to the Statue of Liberty in Unova without having the Victory Pass or whatever.
Which is the one, the Liberty Pass. The one knock. I think there's no way we don't keep Victini here. Also, I will note its shiny is like subtle but classy. It's just like more white and more red.
It's like Rotomy.
Mm-hmm. But the one knock is that the way you got Victini was by pre-ordering.
No.
And that's not great.
Yeah. It's the only time they've ever done a pre-order bonus exclusive.
And it was such a big pre-order bonus. You were like, oh, I get an exclusive legendary? Fuck. I guess I have to pre-order.
If only I was... I mean, I wasn't playing Pokemon in 2010, so I firmly missed out on that. I was busy playing Being Sad in high school in 2010, 2011.
I still have my Victini named Corwin in my bank.
Aw. From Babylon 5? Corwin?
No, actually named after the Amber series. I was this particular type of dork back in the day.
And you are still my favorite type of dork.
Aw, that's very sweet of you. Aw.
Yep. Victini's staying for sure. Victini's staying for life. They are coming with us on this journey.
Welcome through, you know, to the Dex, Victini. Also, Victini, the only Pokemon who rings up in the Pokedex as entry number 000, which is pretty cool.
Oh, interesting, because it's the 0th legendary Pokemon in a thingy. Huh. Mm-hmm. Also, Junichi Masuda's favorite Gen 5 Pokemon. Huh.
Good taste.
Good choice. Let's get into these starters, yeah? These are some oft-forgotten friends.
Well, some of them are, because we're starting off with Snivy, which I think is possibly the most, like, other than maybe Bulbasaur, the most well-known grass starter.
Grass starter, yes. Yeah, definitely. Sutaja. Sutaja is Suta, Japanese ivy, and Ja means snake. So, ivy snake. That's good.
Yeah.
Snivy's little smirk is adorable. It kind of reminds me of like a Bart Simpson-y, like, like I'm going to do some sneaky shit, but also a little bit foofy at the same time.
It's got a popped collar.
It does have a popped collar, and they lean into this. This is a great example of how evolution can highlight the best parts of a Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Because it evolves into Servine.
But you'll never be able to beat my Servine.
Servine!
A Servine?
Mega...
Servine!
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Servine!
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 That's Servine!
That's Servine! It's gotta be!
It's absolutely Servine, or Janovi. Janovi. Oh, Jaw Snake can't. Snake Canopy. Okay. And then that evolves into Superior, which I'm going to be honest with you, Jalorda, I feel less hype about Superior. But I'm willing to hear an argument. Because it's a snake. They didn't do a snake with hands. They didn't do a snake with hands and feet, which is kind of what Servine is. They did a snake-ass snake.
Yeah, I think I like the way, like, evolution, as represented in Pokemon, is often purely additive.
Uh-huh.
But I like the way Superior represents the way how actual evolution can be, like, subtractive in a way of, like, there's no point to this anymore. Superior doesn't need arms and legs. Superior is good. Also, Superior has, like, its coat is, like, it's not just a popped collar. It's, like, a robe with a popped collar now. It's got a sort of a crest behind it that almost looks like a crown. It's got a great condescending look. I think this entire line is gold.
Fascinating little shiny also.
It's
sort of like different coloring, but not too different. Ken Sugimori has said that Snivy, Servine, and Superior are based on French royalty, specifically mentioning the anime The Rose of Versailles as inspiration.
Sure, I can see that.
That's really cool. I don't know about that anime, but that sounds cool.
Le Dauphin? Are you down with Le Dauphin?
I forget what that word means.
It means dolphin, but it specifically refers to a prince of France. I don't remember, like a couple hundred years ago, who was called the Dauphin.
Cool. The Pokedex entries for Superior are great too. It can stop its opponent's movements with a glare. It takes in solar energy and boosts it internally. It's very intimidating. If it looks at you, it'll scare the crap out of you. no Pokemon is not fazed by its gaze.
They only give it to all when fighting a powerful opponent.
Hell yeah. I'm okay keeping all of this. I mean, even Servine is such a good example of like a middle, like a, it is sliding. Like its Pokédex entries talk about how it moves along the ground as if it's sliding, mm-hmm. which confuses people. So it is basically evolutionarily the halfway point of a snake and a walking like lizard, like Snivy is,
mm-hmm.
which is exactly what it needs to be. So that works out.
I also like the Pokédex entry. When it gets dirty, its leaves can't be used in photosynthesis, so it always keeps itself clean.
Aww. And it's good at whipping. When are we going to get to the kinky Pokemon? The answer is Gen 7. I'm fine keeping all three of these.
All right. Wow. Got a trio Pokemon where we kept all three steps. That's rare.
Yeah. It is very rare. It's very regal. A Pokemon evolutionary line that I definitely feel less jazzed about.
Would you say you feel a bit tepid?
Tepid. Uh-huh. Pokaboo. Pokaboo. What?
I like how you said it and then realized you were confused.
What are the words that came out of my mouth? Poka poka, which means warmth circulating through one's body. And buta means pig.
Yeah, sure.
So, tepig. Tepid is what it's going for, right? Like,
yes.
Lukewarm.
I literally just made that joke, and you.
I know, but your joke seemed like a joke. Okay, fair enough. Tepig is a very simple design. I don't dislike it, but it's just a cute. It's like a bunny pig. Do pigs have ears that long?
I mean, they have big ears. They tend to fold over, but they have pretty big
mm-hmm,
ears.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I think we're going to see a lot in this generation is that the designs are trying to call back to the original Gen 1 and Gen 2 style.
Yeah.
Like, this, like, big excited eye with a side mouth is very, like, you know, closer to classic design than you'd get, say, in Diamond and Pearl.
Mm-hmm. They weren't trying to change the formula at this point. They were just trying to refine what they already had.
Well, and they wanted to give you that feeling again, right? Like, that was part of having the locked Pokédex, is being like, look, it's you know, it's a callback. It's like, we've got new ideas, but we want it to feel like this isn't just another Pokémon.
Right, exactly. This Pokémon, this line, actually, are based on British saddleback pigs, if you're curious. And Kensuke Mori also said that this one is based in Chinese style. There are pig demons from Journey to the West that people said are basically the same idea as the Tepig line.
Hmm.
I want to talk about the line, though, because Tepig itself is like, okay, it's cute. It looks a little Gen 1-y in a good way. It's got a mm-hmm. yellow shiny. Like,
it loves to eat roasted berries, but sometimes it gets too excited and burns them to a crisp.
Gosh, that's me every time we make chestnuts, actually.
Also, apparently, it blows fire through its nose, but when it gets a cold, the fire instead becomes smoke.
Aww! Oh, shucks. That's very, very cute.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Poke Park 2 is out now, so we're bringing back the weird, like, secondary Pokédex entries,
ooh,
hopefully.
Hell yeah.
I'm so excited about that. Oh, also, its shuffle icon winks at you. Okay. It evolves at level 17 into Pignite, Chaobu.
Chaobu.
Chinese for super, chao, and buta means pig, so super pig. Aww.
Wait, does that mean that the chows from Sonic were just
super?
Huh.
Maybe? Like, maybe.
Okay, so Pignite.
Yeah, I don't want to blow your mind with the Sonic lore.
Firefighting. It's a wrestler. It's got a unitard.
This is the worst typing, right?
I mean, it's not it's the most overdone typing, probably.
Yeah.
In that, like, it feels like a novelty typing, but then it's here all the time. I mean, like, you know, listen, normal flying is probably the most common dual typing, but it's like, okay,
right.
Sure, that doesn't feel like you're going for a gimmick. But uh-huh. Firefighting is everywhere.
True.
And I will say, though, I do kind of like Pig Knight's look.
Mm-hmm.
It feels very Ryback. Can I make that reference to you?
The wrestler?
Yeah.
I'm familiar with Ryback. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Feels like a young Ryback there.
Is he in AEW now?
That's a great question.
I'm cool. No, I don't. My friend who lives right down the street just is way into AEW and never stops talking about it.
I don't think he is right now. I think he's still working indie.
Oh, that's so sad.
Part of the problem with Ryback. Listen, I'm not gonna just bring up. I can't purely bring up Ryback in a nice context because there are some accusations, some allegations, let's say, that Ryback has intentionally injured people, and that's no good,
sir. Do not.
So, you know, again, like nothing confirmed, but seems like maybe that guy's less than on the level. I don't want this to be seen as me endorsing Ryback, though I do enjoy how this Pokemon looks.
You can appreciate the wrestler's craft in separate from appreciating the wrestler.
The big guy.
Right. Exactly. So the cool thing is that Pig Knight is more like not sumo necessarily, but just like amateur wrestling. Mm-hmm. Where it's like you're on the wrestling team, on the high school wrestling team, you're doing your best. And then Embor is leaning into the gimmick.
In a bad way, though.
Yeah, this is like I can see like a WWE event where it's like, and oh my god, here's Embor, and he like suplexes somebody into the sky. But like, yeah, the design is too much.
This Embor is okay. Well, if we're sticking with wrestling references, if you're really gonna let me keep going, I'm gonna get into territory where you don't understand what I'm talking about anymore. But wrestling is like post Guardians of the Galaxy Batista when he did his run. And it was like, he talked the talk okay, but he didn't look great. And he would get into the ring, and the first 5 minutes, he'd be gassed, right? Like, he would cut promos where he'd keep having to stop for breath while talking.
Oof.
Because he just wasn't there. I think that's Embor. Embor seems like Embor is trying to compensate with look for the fact that they actually have kind of let the rock and roll lifestyle get to them.
I really want to... Oh, boy. I really want to decide what we should do with Embor before I tell you this thing that I just learned about Embor, because it's going to guarantee something, and I don't want to do that. So let's decide. Let's say Embor, I'm leaning towards cutting, right?
Yes.
So first of all, incredible shiny. Just like, whoa, what are you guys doing? That's wild and good.
Let me see this.
Right?
That's very good, yeah.
Yep. And then here's the thing. Here's the kicker. Origin. Embor is based on the character of Zhang Fei from Romance of the Three Kingdoms.
Holy shit!
damn it, they did it! You fuckers! You can't do that!
Listen, Alan.
Hi.
I am the consummate professional.
Uh-huh.
That's not relevant.
Okay.
I thank you. I want it to be relevant, but it's not relevant.
It's allowed to be relevant if you think Zhang Fei is
cool. Not, that's not fair. That's okay, listen. Okay. I have my duty. I don't think that can be part of the conversation. Let's look at the Pokédex.
I just knew that was gonna make you so happy.
Oh man.
It was like they were teasing it because they're like, oh, Chinese mythology, like Chinese. What? Hold on. Wait a minute. Uh oh. Here he comes.
A flaring beard of fire is proof that it is fired up. It can throw a fire punch by setting its fists on fire with its fiery chin. It cares deeply about its friends.
I like that dichotomy. It can burn you with fire, made of fire, out of fire. It loves its friends to death. Oh.
I do like the image of it just like shoving its hand into its face to light its fist on fire. That's pretty good.
Yep. Embor, pal, and has mastered fast and powerful fighting moves.
I don't like my main problem here is that middle torso area.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
It's like he's wearing armor?
It's like he's wearing a corset that is not tightened in the slightest. Because, like, it's fine. I don't have any problem with your body, Embor. I'm not trying to say I do. But its shape, it's just like this band around your body, but it's clearly not tightening. And the designs on it are kind of meh. And then it has, like, little, like, pokey things at the top and bottom. And I just don't... I don't get it.
I wonder if that's based on something. Maybe it's based on, like, the idea of wearing, like, a bandage around your...
I guess it's close to, like, the sumo, like, sash thing, right?
That's what I'm thinking, yes. Man, it's got some good stats too. Not that that matters. I'm not here to talk about combat stats, but I am here to talk about Zhang Fei.
Well, let's look at Pignite, and let's see the shiny on Pignite and see how carries forward. Is this of a piece?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this isn't even, it's not even that the shinies match, it is kind of that, but it's like they're setting the seeds for what will be more, much more greatly exaggerated.
Uh-huh.
Let me look at this Pokedex entry.
For Pignite?
Yeah.
Okay. God, who the hell uses Emboar in Pokemon Conquest then, if we're doing Japanese history? Also, I totally conflated Japanese and Chinese history together kind of in the last episode, and I do apologize for that. That was not intentional. Just wanted to cover my butt a little bit because that was dumb.
I think I'm okay with... I like the narrative of like Pignite is this tiny little, or no, sorry, Tepig is this tiny little cute guy. Pignite, he's kind of like, he's still cute, but he's trying not to be. He's trying to be like a big strong dude. And then Emboar, he's finally achieved it. He is just the big tough guy, and he's sort of, but he's like, but I care deeply about my friends. Like, I want to make sure I didn't lose that along the way. I can be sold by that narrative.
It's a good narrative. Good Gundam narrative.
Are we keeping all three? If you want to cut Emboar, you say so, and we'll do it.
I just think it's goofy, but the stuff I'm reading about it, and like the coincidentally the flare up of energy that it makes me feel, can't be denied. It's just this big motherfucker who's ready to fight you. But like, if we keep Emboar, we have to. So we didn't keep like Combusken, right?
Right.
Oh, wait, we kept Mega Combusken, I think.
We kept Mega Combusken, not Combusken. Pokepark 2, he is the area keeper of the Craig area. He is powerful yet gentle. Everybody in the area likes him.
Aww. Wait, Craig or Craig?
Craig, sorry.
Okay, I was like, the area where
the Craig area.
Yeah, my friends Craig and Craig. Sure, we can keep these three friends. But what I was saying is this is now our firefighting type. This is it. We did it. We have one.
I mean, we can have more than one, but I do think we will judge the others more harshly.
We're going to have a fight about Incineroar in like a year. It'll be fine.
That's Fire Dark, isn't it?
Oh, thank God. Okay, fine. We can keep Incineroar. Phew, thank God. It's a fighter! No, not now. Not now. Now we talk about number 501, Oshawott Miju Maru, which means water round... Maru is a common suffix in male Japanese names. Miju may refer to an otter name. There's a lot here.
And this is where I insert the little clip of the Oshawott, like walk in the anime, just walking and you know, going, Asa, wasa, wasa, wasa.
Oh, wholesome. Oshawott's the cutest of these starters, no doubt.
It is the most clunkily designed.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it comes together in its evolutions, but at first it really feels like a bunch of ideas jammed together. Its shell on its chest feels really weird and out of place. Like, hey, did you get it? I'm a water type.
Do you get it?
It's got the weird, like the white face with the freckles and the eyes and the big old nose and the ears kind of makes it look like it's related to Mr. Mime almost.
Oh yeah, I see it.
To be frank, Oshawott is not a great design.
Here's my thing, is the first evolution of a starter should be a good silhouette. Oshawott is not a good silhouette. And that's my fundamental problem with it. But I agree that it evolves into more interesting. Or it evolves into at least a more coherent design.
Yeah, it becomes Dewott, which is
Dewott?
Is like a samurai Pokemon. It's got the two shells on its hip that are like swords, and it's like reaching for them like swords. It's got the like whiskers that are also like sort of like anime old man whiskers. Its face is kind of developed into a thing. It's got the little glovies.
Futachi Maru, which sounds like a Naruto character, to be honest with you. Futatsu meaning two, Tachi meaning long sword, and Maru being the ending of a boy's name, especially in the time of samurai. Like Orochimaru. That's cool.
Yeah, that's good.
Dewott and Emboar seem to be leaning into this like old history that I really enjoy. Like old wrestling or like old samurai stuff. Because Dewott, as opposed to samurai, which is just a fully grown samurai, Dewott is like a samurai in training, like a ronin.
Well,
is that what a samurai training is? I'm sorry.
No, but it's fine.
Thank you. What's the? Is there a word for that?
Probably.
Ronin's more like a rogue samurai.
I don't. Yeah. So Ronin's like a samurai that got fired.
Yes.
A samurai that's collecting unemployment.
Womp womp. Big mood. Dewat,
I have to prove to the government that I'm applying to at least 3 lords a week in order to keep getting payments.
My soul's falling out of my mouth. I ate it. Strict training is how it learns its flowing double scowl chop technique. So what makes it water type is that it uses these 2 scowl chops and it can cut you right open with these razor sharp scallops.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. It's a weapon-based fighter.
It feels like it should be water steel.
Totally. Is Samurott not?
No, it's just water. All of them
what
are just
fart?
Water. Let's make that change right now. Let's say Oshawott is or not Oshawott, sorry. Dewat is Dewat. Water steel.
Futashimaru. Oh, interesting shiny. But yeah, that's water steel. It has to be. If you're going to use your weapon early into the samurai thing, then make the weapon something.
Because
mm-hmm. The clams are not made of water, obviously.
Now, here's the problem with Samurott. That has no relation to anything that's happened so far.
No.
That's just a different design.
Yeah. That's a different animal. That's a different design. I use Samurott in my black and white. No, I used it in black and white 1. I transferred it to 2. Because in 2, I used Snivy. Mm. But my Samurott, Daikenki, feels very out of place in the rest of Pokemon, honestly.
He looks cool. He just doesn't look like he has anything to do with Oshawott or Dewat.
Do you want to know why it's called Daikenki? You can guess this. You know enough Japanese. You might know enough Japanese. It's 3 characters. Daikenki.
Big sword energy?
Yes.
Big Shit, sword demon. Really?
Big sword energy, big demon, big sword demon. Because ki can either mean demon or energy. So yeah. Fuck yeah. I love big sword energy.
Oh shit! No, the blades on its legs.
Uh-huh.
Guess what they're called?
What are they called?
Scimitars.
Are you making this up?
I'm not. That's from the Pokédex.
My God, you guys! I told y'all, Gen 5 best gen. I fucking told everyone.
Wow.
Now you see, scimitars. What's his face has a Samurott. Your rival from Black and White 2.
I mean, he does if you pick the fire one, right? That's how that works?
Yes. Yeah, but like canonically, like in the animated trailer, he has it. Hugh is his name.
Oh.
God, Hugh sucks so much. He's actually the worst part of Black and White 2.
So, fine. Okay, this is unprecedented, right?
Yeah.
I think we should keep Samurott.
Okay.
We should keep Dewat.
Make them not evolve into each other?
And also cut Oshawott.
Wow. That's so sad. But I kind of agree. Like, Oshawott, like, it's so fucking cute. It's so cute. But it's so, like, it's not a good design.
It's just not a good design. It just doesn't come together.
Hmm. Especially not relating to what it turns into at all. Because Dewat into Samurott, at least, like, the narrative makes sense. But, yeah, Samurott's just a little strange.
Honestly, if I could go one step further, and this is, we could leave this out, I could just say this on air. By leave this out, I mean not put it on the document. I want an evolution to Dewat, and I want a pre-step to Samurott, but I want them to be similar to each other. Like, I want the pre-evolution to Samurott to be a quadruped, because... Dewat is not. I want the evolution to Dewat to be like a bigger. So then they can be like they could be like version parallels, right? The 2 different water samurai Pokemon.
Right. I don't have a problem with more water samurai. Can I say, in doing Googling for Emboar, by the way, I found something, a manga called Pokemon Reburst. And I'm just going to read you a little bit of this, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The story of Pokemon Reburst follows the main character, Ryoga, and his friends Miruto, Yapi, Karuta, and Rug, probably, but I like to think it's Rug, as they fight the Great Gavel Organization. In this series, Ryoga and many others have the ability to turn into a Pokemon-human hybrid by using a special technique called Burst. So they did it. Hmm. They did exactly what we thought they were going to do. They made the hybrid manga.
Okay.
I just thought that was silly because there was a part where someone turns into Embor and I was like, good luck. Sure. Zekrom, Samurott. I'm fine with it.
One more question then.
Yeah.
Is Samurott also water steel or water something else?
I think it's water steel.
Okay.
It's got so much armor stuff and plating on it that I believe it's water steel.
Yeah, I could go for like water rock if you wanted, but like.
It's more consistent.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's a dramatic change, but we have made it, and it is in the document.
I'm shaking my head at this next Pokemon.
It's Pat. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Pat Rat. Mine Zumi.
Hey, Pat. What's wrong with your eyes?
So we like Sentra and Ferret. What's the deal with Pat Rat? Why would we ever keep this? Using food stored in its cheeks, it can keep watch for days. They use their tails to communicate with others. Extremely cautious, they're always on the lookout. That's just Sentret, but more anxious. That's just anxious Sentret.
Yeah, and its eyes don't, like... It's not relatable anxiety. You look at those eyes, that's not relatable.
Yeah, that's maybe me after, like, finals. Finals week. I haven't been in college in at least 3 years. But it's, like... Yeah, the eyes are, it's just because its eyes are always open. That's the idea. It's always watching you.
It looks like it's trying to do like the like mesmerize you.
Hypnotism eyes, yeah, for sure. And Watchog, which I never feel like it. I always think that's a typo. It's an annoying way to write that out.
Mm-hmm.
Watchog is the same thing. They just made the whole coloring. The eye coloring is the whole body.
These two, okay, I'm looking at Pokedex for Watchog before I say anything. Sure. Anything rash.
Sure.
Kunai Sails and see if there's less bit.
Stand on their tails, they spit seeds, they store them in your cheeks, they can glow using luminescent matter.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. No. That's gotta go. That's gotta go. The thing is that like if you're making Gen 5, you make this because you can't. Someone said you can't have an old Pokemon on the Pokedex.
Mm-hmm.
And like they had to do what we're kind of doing, but in a different way.
And that is going to hurt them a lot. Like far, like when they are like, no, let's just do a cool thing, they do a really cool thing. But when they're like, shit, we need to make Rattata again. Guess what?
It sucks.
That's gonna go fucking badly for you.
Absolutely. And they're not always guilty of that. Like you said, sometimes they just make a dog. Sometimes they just... So we're definitely cutting Patrat and Watchog.
Yes.
But I might be willing to fight. Like Lillipup, Herdier, and Stoutland are an interesting trio. Why is this a trio?
Because it evolves?
But like, why do we need Stoutland? Or why do we need Herdier?
Okay. Herdier, I get, because, I mean, you know, listen, dogs don't stay puppies forever.
That's so true.
So I'm down with Herdier. I think Herdier's design is kind of fun. It's kind of like this, it always read to me as, like, vaguely Scottish, which I don't know if terrible thing I'm saying because I'm Irish and we have, you know, our countries don't get along or whatever. But I like Herdier. Lillipup is adorable. Stoutland looks like shit.
Yeah? You don't like Stoutland?
Stoutland is just like it's got like the scrunched up wrinkly face. It's just got like its fur has taken the color of like pocket lint. It's just a bad look.
With Stoutland, this wise Pokemon, there would be no concern that it would ever attack people. Some parents even trust it to babysit. Stoutland and Alola look a little bit uncomfortable. Those are decent Pokedex entries, but I agree the design is boring and you don't need this if you have the other ones. Like Lillipup into Herdier is like dogs get older and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Like my cousin's dog looks like Herdier, actually. And Stoutland, they've done some cool stuff like animation-wise, the way it like leaps at people. But I think what works about this evolutionary line is that it's supposed to tie back to how humans domesticated dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think the Pokedex entry for either Herdier or Stoutland mentions like hieroglyphics and stuff, like stories and tales from ancient times showed people with these animals, and so we've had them around for forever, which is cool.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
But I totally get cutting Stoutland just because it's like, and then they did it a little bit more.
There's that arc of Pokemon Sun and Moon anime where there's a Litten that's getting food for like an ailing Stoutland. It's cute.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and then I saw in the art there's like an ailing Stoutland in a room just looking sad. Uh-huh. Aw, yep. Buddy.
Yep.
That's very sad. But I'm fine cutting Stoutland. That doesn't make me bum me out.
Well, what do you want to say about Purloin, the devious Pokemon?
Meow. Meow. Honestly, to be Honey Nut Relios with you, I don't like Purloin.
Why is that?
Oh, actually, I just found the sprite or the image of it that made me turn completely around. Whoops, sorry. I like sassy MFers, and that did it for me. It's the second one. It's the one from the anime on the wiki, if people are confused.
White entry. Its cute act is a ruse. When victims let down their guard, they find their items taken. It attacks with sharp claws. They trick people and steal their valuables just to see the looks on their faces.
Okay. Okay.
This Purloin. Is why. This is why when y'all were like, "Hey, let's keep Skitty," I'm like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
Purloin's right there. Well, because you like gremlins often.
Oh, and you don't. That's true.
Yeah, my icon is literally Bulma looking like a gremlin. They steal from people for fun, but their victims can't help but forgive them. Their deceptively cute act is perfect. Just terrifying. That's really fucking scary. Yeah, I kind of like that. And I like that it's pure dark. Like, for once, they got, like, an idea that they didn't make normal type. A cat that didn't make normal type.
Yeah, it's just like, no, it's just pure shitty. It's just a dickhead.
Skitty, more like shitty. I think you literally made that joke.
I think so.
I don't feel the same about Liepard, though.
Really?
Well, maybe the Pokedex entry will turn me around.
I mean, its Pokedex entries are pretty straightforward. It's stealthy. It's pretty.
Beautiful form comes from the muscles they've developed. They run silently in the night. That doesn't relate to the thing before it at all.
I mean, it's grown up, and it's no longer just, like, mischievous. It's now like a cat burglar.
But I was in the middle of a yawn, and you, like, made me burp out the yawn. Fuck. Do you like Liepard?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it looks like elegant and graceful. I like the spots that are like not colored in. I think that's a cool look. I like the little bit of like a domino mask on its eyes. Yep. Basically.
I do like that. Yeah.
I think it looks crisp.
The coloring is pretty good. What are the Japanese names? Leopardos. Oh, like leopard and pardos, which is Greek for leopard, so it's leopard.
And then the shiny Purloin is great.
No, it's not at all. The Japanese name for Purloin is Choro Neko, which means Choro Maksu means to pilfer, and Neko obviously means cat, so it's a stealing cat. Pilfering cat.
Reminds me of the bobcat I get in my backyard sometimes.
We need to get that bobcat on the podcast sometime, I swear.
That bobcat's so fucking cute.
I want to be best friends with that bobcat. Protect the bobcat. Bobcat Goldthwait. I'll keep Liepard just because it's. I like the idea that it grows up and gets out of, like, it's not just like doing petty crimes anymore. Now it's like robbing banks, sneaking behind the dumpster, eating your trash when you're not looking.
I love playing your girlfriend. I love playing as a Liepard in Payday 2.
Exactly. That was one of the more expensive DLCs.
Get but, to man, the fan!
Meow!
Liepard!
Oh, gosh. Good golly. Yeah, you've convinced me. And that's another pure dark type, too, so sure.
Yeah.
I have a problem. And it's that I want to cut the next six Pokemon.
You want to cut the elemental monkeys?
So, the way they're used in, I believe it's in Black and White, too? Or maybe it's in Black... I think, no, it's in Black and White. Where you, one of the first gym leader, the very first gym leader in this game is not, its type is not defined by anything. It's defined by what your starter is. So it counters your starter, and it's harder than your rival. And the only way, the only Pokemon that you can get that in the game up until that point that counters it is the elemental monkey. So you have to go not like backwards. You don't backtrack to find the monkeys. They only spawn after the gym. So you have to go to the next town over and be like, do you guys have any grass types? I need a grass type. And they're like, yeah, we have Pansage for days. And you catch a Pansage, you level it, and then you can beat the first gym. Again, I don't remember if it's actually the first gym, but it's one of the gyms. Isn't that cool?
It's a neat idea.
And then you never evolve it, because why would you use a leaf stone to evolve a monkey into a monkey? That's dumb. The evolutions actually have some designs that make them unique. So like Pansage going into Simisage. Simisage looks like a pompadour loser. Penis. Right?
I'll stick with loser, but sure.
Loser works. Pansier's hair looks like poop. Simisear, I don't really know what they're going for visually. It's just like,
it feels
guys,
like for
guys.
All of them, they're going for like some sort of like punk rock star thing where they've got the pompadour on Sage. On Seer, he's got like the fancy shoulders and like the wild hair, but he's kind of like,
hey, I'm hanging out. And then Simipour is like the long haired rocker.
Uh-huh.
Glam rock. Of the three, I like Simipour the most.
Yeah, I'll go there with you.
But I don't have an argument to keep it other than I like the design a little bit, and I like the context of these guys in the games.
Yeah, I'm actually fine with cutting all of them.
It's a bummer, right? Because we have so many monkeys, we have all of these different types are represented well. They're all pure types, but they mostly exist for that specific purpose. And then you never use them again. Like, what do you, like, they don't even learn cool moves. It's not like if you evolve into Simisage, you're going to get, like, crazy cool stuff. You're just going to learn the regular grass type staff moves that everyone learns.
Yeah.
Man. And they thought we were going to keep everyone in Gen 5. They thought.
No, they didn't. I'm on this podcast.
Ah, yes. The Chaos Demon themselves.
Let's talk about...
Do a couple...
Moona!
Is it Muna? Muna? I think it's probably Muna.
Yeah, I think it's Muna.
I'm going to pop a go it, but sure. This is another interesting one.
Yeah.
Muna.
I don't know what it's supposed to be.
Let's do some reading. Origin. Muna appears to be based on traditional Japanese incense burners called Koro. Used in traditional tea ceremonies, many styles of Koro have been developed to be used with insect-repellent incense. Insect-repellent Koro are popularly shaped like a pig and can have patterns on them. It also may be partially based on the Baku, the taper-like creatures that eat dreams. So, it is psychic type.
Mm-hmm.
Psychic types weak against bug?
Yeah, psychic types are weak against bugs. That's true.
So, is that ironic? That it keeps bugs out.
But well, it can. I mean, it's you can do that kind of incense in it. It itself is not incense. It's just an incense holder. So I don't think that's that ironic.
Sure. The problem, and I remember thinking this the first time I played Black and White, is that Muna and Musharna are pretty much the same Pokemon.
It's true.
They're so similar.
I like... I would have it, honestly, I would have Muna and Musharna be the same Pokemon and have it be a form change.
Oh, like a Grissidia flower sort of thing? Like Shaman thing?
Or even just like I mean, you know, like cast form.
Odd incense.
Right, or something.
Literally having it. Odd incense is a literal item. And it's in the Dream Yard. That's the only place you can capture it in Generation 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's like old research facility.
It evolves with a moonstone. I don't know. Looking
I
at it,
don't like that.
It doesn't seem to like. It doesn't seem to fit the normal category of like moonstone Pokemon. I don't feel like it makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. What if we just kept Muna though? I think Musharna is not compelling enough. I like the smoke trailing out of its like. Presumably,
but like Muna more? Can do that probably.
Probably, yeah. Or if it can't, we can just say that now.
Yeah. We decided, wow, weird, we write this. Mm-hmm. And the flower design is cuter than just a flat purple.
Yeah.
I feel you there.
Yeah, it definitely can. When it eats the dreams of people in Pokemon, when it eats a pleasant dream, it expels pink-colored mist. Yep, it can do the mist thing.
Okay, great. Okay. Nailed it. Then there's nothing different other than Musharna looks a little bit more like a tapir.
Mm.
And we already have Drowsy for that. Do you want the next trio to be the end of this episode, or should we go a little longer than that?
No, let's do the next trio and call it.
Sure. I really want to savor Gen 5 and not zip zap zop through it, you know?
Zip, crash, bang, boom, that's me.
Zip zap zoop and cows that type. Number 519 is P-Dove.
You said P.
Is it pit? No, it's pit like pigeon.
I mean, in Japanese, it would be P-Dove, but we could say Bidoof.
Bidoof, 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 Bidoof. It's the noise its feet make.
Mm-hmm.
It's pigeon and dove. It's the America bird. It's the New York bird. Hey, I'm walking here. Because pigeons and doves are common to the United States.
Yep.
And New York specifically. Lives in cities, accustomed to people, flocks gather in parks and plazas. It's just pigeons.
It's just pigeons. There's actually
each follows its trainer's orders as best as it can, but sometimes they fail to understand complicated commands. It's very forgetful. Why can I relate to this so much? What the fuck?
It's got the little bit of like whatever the swollen glands or whatever over its beak.
Oh, that's what those are. I was curious what those were.
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
I'm not a bird person. I love that its main art on Bulbapedia and most places looks like it's running for president.
It is definitely a politician pose. Granted that.
And then what's Mame Pato supposed to mean? That's Mari. Mame, which means diligent, and Mom or tiny, and Hato means pigeon.
Yeah, Hatoful boyfriend. Small. Yeah.
Oh. Wait. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Pigeon boyfriend. Stupid game. P-Dove, I don't feel very strongly about.
Well, let's look at its evolutions.
Evolutions. Like Tranquil. That's actually a good Pokemon name. Tranquil.
Now, Tranquil is teacher trying to get the class to quiet down.
Tranquil is a mom. Tranquil is Midnight from My Hero Academia.
Not horny enough.
Yeah, don't make me type in Tranquil Rule 34. You know it exists.
I mean, it doesn't. I have never once been able to stop you. I've never had to goad you. You just do it.
I'm doing it now because you said that. You twisted my arm.
Yeah.
Private browsing. Tranquil Rule 34. Okay. It's got a minty green shiny, which is really cute.
Yeah, you know. I don't. It doesn't do a lot for me.
Oh, ew. Oh, ew.
Found what you're looking for?
Yeah, pal. They just make it like a lady. They just made it a lady.
Oh, come on. You gotta be more imaginative than that, folks.
Honestly. And then Tranquil goes from high femininity to the gender binary. How does Unfezant differentiate which Unfezant it becomes? Unfezant? Is it region or is it gender?
It's male and female.
Oh, boo! Bad! I thought we killed gender a long time ago.
Well, and here's the thing. They look bad anyway.
Both of them do?
I like the head, like the mask idea, but the rest of the design just completely lets it down.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And yeah, male Unfezant is in I can't decide. Pheasant, pheasant. Stick your line in the sand right now.
I don't care.
Unpleasant. It's unfez. Oh, unpheasant like unpleasant. I actually like that. Ken halo. Ken mohororo, which means curt.
Looking at some Pokedex entries here.
Mm-hmm. I bet you there's nothing.
The males swing their plumage to threaten people, but the women are better at flying. That is rephrased for every single entry.
Females are better. I mean, sure. They will never let themselves feel close to anyone other than their trainers. All right, male. Toxic masculinity. Anything for Tranquil? I bet you it's not.
It's just like it always knows where its trainer is. Likes its trainer a lot.
So there's a cool little arc of P-Dove not knowing what to do with itself and then it figuring it out over time.
Sure.
But then Unpheasant. Yeah, I. Do we cut all three of these?
Yeah, bud. Yeah, we sure do.
It's my favorite gen. I mean, it's not the Pokedex. That's absolutely not my thing that I like about it. So that's up to be understood.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's a little rough. This is more cuts than I expected so far.
I mean, what can you do? The Pokedex isn't there, you know? They don't.
Really not. No, you're right. I'm not gonna fight you on that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry it had to be this way.
No, it's okay. No, it's really, it's fine. I'm not crying. You are.
What the hell? Okay, now I'm confused because I'm looking at the thing and I'm having to do a lot of fixing because there's just this huge ass gap. Did I fuck up the numbering like real bad?
Unpheasant's supposed to be 521.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you not do like last episode or something? Did you like miss a whole episode? No, you didn't.
No, I did. There's Arceus. Yeah.
Snivy. 500 is... Oh, no, you did. You did 491. Wait. Yeah. You did... Look at your numbering. Starting from 493 Arceus, and then you follow it. 94, 95, 86, 87.
That's oh.
You did 86 instead of 96.
Yep, that would do it, wouldn't it?
That'll just about do it. And that'll just about do it for this episode. Of the Johto Quorum.
Are you?
That was fun to do.
Are you making fun?
I like accents.
Are you making fun of more people?
If you had the chance to change your fate,
okay,
would
you?
Okay,
now you're definitely doing Scottish, so I can be less offended now.
If you had the chance to change your fate into wheels, would you? I love Brave. It's my favorite Pixar film.
Is it?
No, I've never seen it. I'd like to.
She has a chance to change her fate.
Would you?
And well, she does. I don't know if I would.
You'll have to see the movie to find out. Maybe rent it on Blu-ray. I don't know. I'm not the person trying to fill time so that we hit an hour. Who's that? Couldn't be me. cool. Well, we have like a 30-minute plug zone every time, so that'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
I want to talk about our shows and content that people on the internet can experience now that they've enjoyed, hopefully, this introductory episode of the Gen 5 Pokedex of the Johto Quorum. Six, hit him with your plugs, please.
So if you want to find me, I am on Twitter, at SixDemar, SIXDETTMAR. I got a pinned tweet there. It tells you all the shows that I will do. I will specifically shout out ScanlineMedia.com and Patreon.com/ScanlineMedia for where you can find all sorts of projects of mine, including... Romance of the Two Networks, which is a Romance of the Three Kingdoms read-through podcast. It's like a book club. Neutral Games fighting game podcast. You know, Oops All Anime podcast. There's a lot of... I do a lot of stuff. I wear
really
a lot of
do.
Hats. They're all the same hat, but I wear a lot of them.
They all say fuck the Dodgers on them.
They really do. Man, fucking...
What happened?
They've got a really good pitcher, and we really need pitchers right now.
Steal him. Go in the middle of the night. Just take him.
I you know, if Clayton Kershaw, if you're listening.
JohtoQuorum@gmail.com.
Yeah, send an email being like, please help. I want to defect to the Angels. And I'll be like, well, I can't really do anything
really
about
that.
I
really can't do anything about that. Talk to your manager. But thank you for... What are your thoughts on Reshiram and Zekrom? Anyways, Clayton Kershaw, bye.
Clayton, if you had a chance to change your fate...
Ooh, would ya? Please respond.
Yeah, mine naturally leans more Irish. Anyway, Alan, what about your plugs?
Yes.
What about you?
Ooh, me? Well, folks, I can be heard on many other podcasts, one of which is Chats of Television Podcast. You already know what it is, CHATZ. That's where my friend Magellan and I talk about TV shows. I don't know what accent that was, but I'm going to throw it in the garbage. You can also, I was on at the recent episode of Oops All Anime talking about One Piece, which is the podcast that Six co-hosts with Jen Uncle on Patreon, and I think that's all I got right now.
What if the ending of One Piece was, you know, it's like a time skip, where Luffy's like you know, an old successful pirate.
Yeah.
And it gets captured, and he's like, well, I guess this is it. But if you want to find my treasure, you can find it all in two pieces.
They start a new manga, a new anime, a new franchise.
Boruto, two pieces.
Oh my god, if they might do it. Not enough people fuck in One Piece to have kids, but maybe. You never know. Anyway, Six, I have this thing that I always tell the kids every episode, and is it okay with you if I recount it?
Sure.
Thank you. Keep that pause. I need to think. Folks, this is a game for kids. So let's be adults. Peace.
Peace.
Time.is, NSYNC.